Welcome back to the ICA Podcast. I'm Steve Prines, the course author and instructor for our home inspection training program. We had a recent question from Bill H., and he asks, how about a podcast that covers insurance? I'm getting conflicting information on which insurance I should carry, liability, or E&O, or both. Also, how much insurance should I carry? And I also wanted to ask, and maybe this goes with insurance, about how much liability do we have as home inspectors? Okay, so Bill, you're asking a couple of really good questions, and yes, the issue of liability absolutely does go along with insurance. So let's start with insurance coverage. There's general liability insurance, and there's E&O insurance, which is really errors and omissions insurance. They are different kinds of coverage. General liability insurance is relatively inexpensive as compared to home inspectors' E&O insurance, or errors and omissions insurance. A general liability policy can be purchased from almost any insurance agent, any local State Farm, Allstate, Farmers Insurance, and of course I'm not endorsing any of those companies, but those are the kinds of companies that have offices in storefronts near you. Any of those agents, and of course there's many other companies as well, any of those agents can sell you general liability insurance for your business. What general liability insurance will do is protect you against things or accidents that are out of your control. As an example, you put your ladder up on the side of the house, you go up to check the roof, unbeknownst to you, a gust of wind comes up, blows your ladder down, and it falls in the homeowner's car and puts a big dent in the hood, and of course you're apologetic and everything, and the homeowner goes to a body shop to get an estimate for repairing their car, and it comes out to $1,700. Well, general liability covers you for that type of calamity. It would pay the $1,700 minus your deductible. And I'm sure everybody listening to this podcast understands what the deductible is. That's the out-of-pocket portion you would have to pay. Typical deductibles for general liability insurance, anywhere from $500 up to $5,000. And the deductible is going to be a function of how much you're paying for the policy. There probably aren't too many $500 deductibles anymore, although you could still get those from some companies. More typical is going to be a $1,000 deductible, $1,500, $2,000. And as I said, it can go up to $5,000 for some policies. So literally, that means if you were carrying a $1,000 deductible, in that example that I just gave you where your ladder falls off the side of the house and hits the homeowner's car and there's $1,700 worth of damage, if you had a $1,000 deductible, you would pay $1,000 and then your insurance company would pay the other $700. So that's what general liability covers you for. Things that are essentially out of your control. Errors and omissions insurance is a specialty policy and it is strictly for the home inspection process itself, particularly when your client alleges that you missed something on a home inspection that they did not have a chance to address before they purchased the home. So perhaps your client buys the home and they decide that you didn't tell them about the bad roof and they get a roofing contractor to come out and the roofing contractor says, sure, to replace this roof, it's going to be $6,700. And your client says, well, I didn't know there was a bad roof in this house. And they call you up and they yell at you and say, gee, I wouldn't have bought this house if I would have known about the bad roof and you owe me $6,700. Now, if in fact the roof is really bad and it can be proven that it was bad at the time of the home inspection, that's what E&O or errors and omissions insurance covers you for. And again, you're going to have a deductible. It's pretty common for E&O insurance because it's a more costly policy, much more costly than general liability insurance. So it's pretty typical to try to keep your premium down and carry a higher deductible. A $5,000 deductible is very common for errors and omissions insurance for home inspectors. So in this example, if in fact your client is correct and you missed the roof and it's going to cost $6,700 to replace that roof and it needs to be replaced, then with a $5,000 deductible, you would pay $5,000 out of pocket, and your E&O insurance carrier would pay the other $1,700. Now, let's talk specifically about what do you actually need. If you are in a state that licenses home inspectors, some licensing laws require the home inspector to carry a general liability policy. And a lot of times, the limits aren't that big. There are $500,000 limits, or even I've seen a couple of states are just $250,000 limits. That's all they require you to carry for general liability. I'm not aware of any licensed state that requires home inspectors to actually have E&O insurance. There might be one or two. And if you are in a state that is licensed for home inspectors and you know for a fact that they do require E&O insurance, please send us an email and let me know. But to the best of my knowledge, I don't think any states actually require E&O, but many of them do require general liability. If you are in a state that does not license home inspectors, and that is more than half the states in the United States, they do not license home inspectors, more than half of them, well, you're not going to be required probably by any law to carry either general liability or E&O insurance. Now, it's possible there might be some business laws, general business laws in some states that require you to have a general liability policy, but again, I'm not necessarily aware of that. Now, as far as the cost, as I mentioned before, you can get a general liability policy from any local insurance agency, you know, whether again that's State Farm, Allstate, American Family, Country Companies, Farmers. I mean, there's lots and lots of them. And again, I'm not endorsing any of them. Those are just some of the ones that are most common that I can think of offhand. Any of those agents can sell you a general liability policy for your business. They do not have to be policies that are specific for home inspectors. A general liability policy is going to cost you, and I'm just throwing out a ballpark number here, $800, $1,000, $1,200 for $1 million in coverage or maybe $2 million in coverage. Now, as far as how much coverage should you buy, you should buy as much as you feel you can afford. If you can afford to pay $1,200 or $1,300 for a general liability policy that would give you $2 million in coverage, I would get it. From my point of view, I've always been much more concerned about general liability issues than errors and omissions issues because, as I said before, general liability policies cover you for things that are kind of out of your control. Now, the example I used before about your ladder blowing off the side of a house, is that within your control? Well, I guess, you know, you could secure the ladder to the house or something, but this is what we're talking about. Is things that just happen, acts of God, or just accidents. That's what general liability is about. And we don't plan to have accidents. We don't plan on things going wrong, but we know that they do. So I'm much more worried about general liability than I am about missing something on a home inspection. And the reason for that is I use a specific process in my home inspection, and we do teach that in our home inspection training program. We're very adamant about the fact that you should set up a process, and we do teach a specific process in our training program, a literal A to Z process. And if you follow that process diligently on every home inspection, you will most likely not miss anything major. And having done literally thousands of home inspections in my career over many, many years, I'm really not that worried about missing something on a home inspection. Now, I'm not trying to sound arrogant or ignorant of the fact that we can make mistakes. It's just a fact. I follow my process. I'm very experienced at it. I know what I'm doing. And any of you that are listening to this that are either thinking of becoming home inspectors or perhaps are brand new home inspectors and you're thinking, well, I don't have all that experience. Well, you know, I started at the beginning too, just like any other home inspector. I had to start with inspection number one. But when you get good training, which you do from our program, and you follow the inspection process that we teach, you are not likely to miss anything major. So you can't worry about it. Now, an E&O policy, as I said, it's not required by most states. In fact, I don't think it's required by any states, whether they're licensed states or not. So should you buy errors and omissions insurance? It is expensive. A ballpark number for E&O insurance is going to be $3,000 per year. So that's quite a bit more expensive than a general liability policy. Usually when people ask me, should I buy an E&O policy? My answer is simple. How well do you sleep at night? Now, I'm serious about that. How well do you sleep at night? If you worry about a lot of stuff, if that's just your nature, then perhaps you better get an E&O policy. If you're not the type of person that worries about things, if you can leave things at work, so to speak, maybe you don't need one. I know of an individual that's quite well known in the home inspection industry. He is a former national president of the American Society of Home Inspectors. He's very influential in his state. And he told me flat out, he said, you know what, Steve, I've never carried an E&O policy because my company is set up as a corporation. I keep my finances straight. And when you have a corporation and you handle your money properly, I've always been told by attorneys that if you get sued, you can't be sued personally. They can sue your corporation. If they try to sue you personally, that will be thrown out in court because they have to sue the legal entity, which is your corporation. That could also be an LLC. And he also told me he doesn't keep a lot of money in his company. He's a very successful home inspector. And he told me he never keeps more than about $10,000 or $12,000 in his company account. Everything over that, he pays himself a salary or takes the money out through a dividend process, which is completely legitimate as long as you declare those dividends to yourself and you pay taxes on that. So that's one example of a very well-known and very reputable home inspector. He is not carrying E&O insurance. Now, having said that, I've always carried E&O insurance. Now, one difference between the gentleman I was just speaking of and myself is that he had no employees. And I have had employees. I don't have employees now because truth of the matter is I don't really do too many home inspections anymore. I'm primarily an educator now. But at one time, I did have a multi-inspector firm. At my peak, I had 3 full-time inspectors working for me. That's not the biggest firm ever, but it's a pretty good size. So one of my biggest reasons for carrying E&O insurance is because I can't be everywhere my inspectors are. I trained them as thoroughly as I could. I hired good people. They did a great job. I never had any real problems with any of my inspectors. But nevertheless, I carried E&O insurance so that I didn't have to worry at night about, gee, I hope Mike went all the way back in that crawl space. Or I hope Andrew took a really good look at that area in that roof valley. I mean, I didn't want to have to worry about that kind of stuff. So again, which insurance should you buy? I recommend that everybody buy a general liability policy, and you'll have to kind of examine your own personality, look within yourself, and decide whether or not you want to spend the money for an E&O policy. And that goes hand in hand with how you have set up your business structure. If you are operating as a sole proprietor, well, I don't recommend that. And in fact, we tell you that within our training program, we don't recommend that you are a sole proprietor. We highly recommend setting up a corporation or an LLC, which is a limited liability company. Either business structure gives you that legal protection that you're looking for so that your personal assets will not come into play if you are unfortunately ever sued. Now, as far as getting an E&O policy, as I mentioned, you can get a general liability policy almost anywhere. You can't always get an E&O policy from your local insurance agent. In fact, you should be careful with that. I do know of specific examples where a home inspector bought what he thought would be an E&O policy for home inspectors, and he got that from a local agent, only to find out when it was too late, when he was being sued, that he actually had a policy for appraisers, and the agent had put him in the wrong policy, so he really had no insurance coverage. Yeah, he had a claim against that insurance company, and that's a whole separate messy story. Now, as far as getting an actual home inspector E&O policy, it is possible that a local agent can write that for you, but they ordinarily come from specialty insurance providers. the easiest way for you to locate one is to simply Google up home inspector insurance. In fact, I did that right before I started this podcast. I Googled it up, and most of the companies that I know of that sell legitimate home inspector E&O policies, they were all right there on the first page when I looked at the Google results. So that's an easy way to find an E&O policy. Talk to several of those companies and get your best price. I don't think any of them are particularly better than any of the others. I also want to mention that some of these specialty companies will sell you a package policy, which includes both general liability and home inspector E&O insurance all in one package. The other part of Bill's question was how much liability is there as a home inspector? Sure, we have some liability, and I suppose we have a little more liability than some other businesses, but I can think of a lot of businesses that have as much or more liability as do home inspectors. Accountants. If an accountant makes a mistake on someone's payroll or on their tax returns, that could cost someone literally thousands of dollars, especially if they make the same mistake on payroll over the course of a year. Hair salons. There's hair salons all over the place. I live in a suburb outside of Chicago, and in our small downtown area of our small suburb, there are probably six hair salons within four blocks of each other, and I'm not kidding. Six hair salons within four blocks of each other. Everybody opens a beauty salon or hair salon. There's tons of liability in that. There's all sorts of chemicals that are used. There's all sorts of ways to burn people, damage their hair, and so forth. They have way more liability than home inspectors. It's very common for people to decide they're going to open a bar or a club, especially in urban areas. I guess bars and clubs are kind of the same thing, but in urban areas, we like to call them clubs. Lots of liability there for obvious reasons when you're serving alcohol to people. Contractors. I know a lot of you listening to this podcast either are currently or have been some type of a building contractor. Lots of liability there. If you install railings on a porch and someone leans on those railings a year or two from now and the railing breaks and they fall off the porch, obviously you have huge liability. Appraisers. Real estate appraisers have lots of liability. If they misvalue a home, they're going to be liable for that. And that could cost them thousands and thousands of dollars. Real estate agents have lots of liability. Home inspectors really don't have any more liability than many, many other professions. So it's nothing to be afraid of. Perhaps you've heard of a home inspector being sued. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. I've been in this industry for over 20 years, literally. I've been in the home inspection industry for well over 20 years. I started in 1992. I do not know of any inspector that left the inspection business because they were sued. I'm serious. Now, I'm not saying I don't know anybody that's been sued. I do know of some individuals, but not that many. And I know literally hundreds of home inspectors, literally hundreds. In fact, I know probably over 1,000, certainly by face. When I speak at national conferences, I see a lot of people. I don't know their name, but I remember them from last year or the year before. So I certainly know hundreds of home inspectors personally, where I know their names and I know where they live, what states and so forth. So again, I am not kidding at all. I do not know of a single home inspector that has left this business because of lawsuits, and by far, most inspectors I know have never been sued. That's the truth. And of those lawsuits, most of them were very small. When I say small, I mean $10,000 or $5,000. I only know of one home inspector that was sued for over $1 million, and that was a situation where he's a California inspector, Northern California, inspected a home less than a year later. There were mudslides in the neighborhood, and this particular home he'd inspected slid down the side of the mountain along with the entire neighborhood. Now, I don't see how he's supposed to be liable for that, but nevertheless, they sued. This is back when real estate values were very, very high in Northern California. The home was worth well over $1 million at the time, so they sued for, I think, $1.5 million, I think is what he told me. Yeah, it seemed like a goofy lawsuit, but you know what? He was carrying E&O insurance, and he turned it over to the E&O carrier. He wrote his check for the deductible, and he was done with it. That is the only major lawsuit that I know of in the home inspection industry, at least for anybody that I know personally. To kind of sum up this podcast, I think everybody should carry general liability insurance. As far as errors and omissions insurance, you need to make sure your company is set up properly as a corporation or as an LLC to give you that type of protection. And then maybe you should carry an E&O policy if you're a little bit nervous about missing things or if you're deciding to hire somebody. As far as liability, home inspectors really don't have all that much more liability than almost any profession. And as I said, I can think of many professions where they have a lot more liability than we do as home inspectors. So don't let the liability issue keep you from getting into this really awesome business. Well, that about wraps up today's podcast. We sure do appreciate your listening. If you have any questions about the home inspection industry, please send them to us. We'd be glad to answer them in a future podcast. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.